Hallelujah. In the 10th chapter of John, Jesus said, the thief comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm drawn to that passage in John 10. In these days, who knows, maybe we'll look into it a little bit together. I'm not sure. We'll see how the Lord leads. But Jesus came to give us life. Life more abundant. Remember on Easter evening, or the evening of the morning, when Jesus was raised from the dead, he came into a meeting where his disciples were gathered. And his disciples were there with the doors shut because they were afraid. And all of a sudden, without opening the door, there was Jesus standing among them. And he spoke words of peace to them. And he breathed on them. That's a mystery, isn't it? But there was something life-giving, spirit-quickening, soul-reviving about that experience the disciples had that night. And Jesus breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And he also sent them forth in his name. As the Father hath sent me, even so send I you. He did something wonderful for them that very night. Remember the one disciple who wasn't there? He missed the meeting. His name was Thomas, but not tonight. And he couldn't believe it when he heard about how wonderful that meeting was. It was, wow, what happened? That was a miracle. The door was shut and Jesus came in. But that wasn't the biggest thing that happened. Jesus spoke peace to our fearful hearts. And Jesus breathed on us. And Jesus said, receive the Holy Ghost. And Jesus did something very wonderful for us. Thomas said, I don't know, I have to see it to believe it. Unless I see him and I see those wounds in his hands, his feet, his side, I won't be able to believe this story you're telling me. So we call him Doubting Thomas. But you know what, Jesus? I don't think Jesus called him that. At least not as we do. Jesus saw his need, and Jesus chose to come to another meeting. Next Sunday night, they were together, and Jesus came again. He knew Thomas was there, and he knew he was going to help Thomas. And he was going to show Thomas himself. Behold my hands, my side. Come on, come, touch me. Here I am, feel me. It's real. It's real. Thomas fell down before him. My Lord and my God. He worshipped him. My Lord, my God. And he joined in that wonderful experience that the others, disciples, had had. Jesus is so merciful and gracious, isn't he? He knows our need, knows our questions. He knows all about us. And he comes to fill our need. We need to be quickened. We need to be revived. And he comes to give us his life, to speak peace, to fill us with his love. Wonderful Jesus, I know that he's here today. So thankful for the manifestation of his presence and of his life. All day today we have sensed him here, his spirit working. Sometimes we say brooding over us, kind of as though he's just waiting to do something special and mighty for us. And I believe it's so. It was so precious this morning in the meeting as he came so near and touched us, spoke to our hearts, manifested his life. Oh, precious Jesus. Then I slipped into a meeting where some of the saints were praying. And I was so blessed in that meeting. It was mostly silent, waiting on God. And he was so very near to us. He was working in us. Someone spoke about his hidden, deep working all through the camp, and they thanked him for it and praised him and prayed that he would be glorified among us in these days and on this day. And I believe he is here tonight. I was so happy with that meeting. Others led out in prayer. My memory went back a few years ago where I had to go into one of those meetings, and this is no reflection on anyone. It wasn't in the first period. I don't mean it badly, but I can't help but compare. I guess we had some very patriotic folk among us that period, and America had just been attacked a little while back, and the terrorists hadn't been dealt with. I guess they would still be praying this same prayer, although I think maybe it's been answered. We really don't know. But I went in the prayer meeting, and these were the kind of prayers I was hearing. Oh God, let's get Osama bin Laden. May he just be a spot on the wall of a cave. Oh, you know, it was like, oh man, you know, today is so different, so different. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I don't think I was exaggerating. It was folks that are very concerned about our nation, and we should pray for our nation. I don't know if that was a prayer for our nation. But other such prayers about, let's get those guys, you know, bless our military. Instead of make them a blessing and thank you for the work you're doing among our servicemen and women, and it's really been a wonderful thing to read of that. It was help them to be successful smushing those enemies, you know. But anyway, it's in the past. But it was such a wonderful difference. It was such a wonderful difference today in that prayer meeting. And then, you know how silly things come back to you. Maybe that was one of them. But a little ditty from VBS a long time ago. I this afternoon, as I was thinking of the manifestation of the life of Jesus, I remembered singing, Jesus gives me life, Jesus gives me life. Said it three times, Jesus gives me life, Jesus gives me life. Maybe you remember that? That's what he's done for me at the end. Well, that's what he does for me. And then you have love and some other words like that. You could go on and on until you can't think of another one. But I think the first one was life. That's a wonderful thing to know, that we've been made alive unto God. And not only have we been quickened, raised from the dead, we who were dead in trespasses and sins, but then we've been united to the risen Son of God, and we are branches in the vine, and we draw life and nourishment and strength and all that we need. All that we need, hallelujah. And we can just look for the manifestation of the life of the risen, glorified, exalted Son of God. We are united to him. We are united to him. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for his presence all day today, manifested in our midst, in our hearts, in this place. We could say, praise the Lord. And I know he's here tonight. He's breathing on us. He wants you to be strengthened by his grace and filled with his life and power. Hallelujah. Cleanse every part. Take me, Lord. Breathe on me, Holy Spirit. May I be a fit temple for you to indwell. Jesus, you have promised to come to us. I will not leave you alone. I will come to you. I will shine into your hearts. I will fill you with my light and my love and my life. And we can lay hold of those promises, or shall I say, we can experience them moment by moment. Hearts open to Jesus. Moment by moment, I'm kept in his love. Moment by moment, I've life from above, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. Dying with Jesus starts that way, doesn't it? Dying with Jesus by death reckoned mine. Living with Jesus, a new life divine, looking to Jesus till glory doth shine. Moment by moment, O Lord, I am thine. I guess I've been thinking quite a bit recently because of certain things that I've experienced about mortality and sin and death. Well, that's the same thing, isn't it? And, well, I visited an old lady today in the hospital, and I saw that she was near the end of her earthly pilgrimage. Last year, you know, sometimes as ministers, we go to visit people right when they're close to going over into glory. And it's a joy and a privilege to do that. But at home, sometimes I've been getting a little needling about this. I went to visit Brother Jim with my cousin Phil just the day before he died last summer. It's about a year ago now. Brother Jim Schulteis. You know how we miss him and his ministry here at camp. But he had had a heart attack, and he was very low, and he was hooked up to all kinds of machinery and some kind of an intensive care unit. And Phil and I went, and Brother Jim's older brother and his wife, Brother Bob and Sister Terry, were there. We had a lovely visit. Brother Jim, it seemed as though he didn't know we were there. Of course, we don't know that, but we gathered around his bed, we prayed, and we sang. And, well, the next day, I got the news from Tim, one of his sons. My dad went to be with the Lord on his birthday. That would have been July 17th. And I was moved by that. And I wrote a text message. I was just starting with text messages, and I'm not good with them. I'm still not good. I'm all thumbs with text messages. And they come out so slow. My kids can do them so fast. But I wrote a text message to all three of them, and maybe to Susan too. Brother Jim went to be with the Lord today. And I got a text message back from one of my witty children, which I still have in my phone for the whole year because it just was so funny. It was, "Oh man, you gotta stop visiting these people." Anyway, at least I could laugh at myself. I don't think I hastened his demise. I think it was time. Our times are in the Lord's hands, and precious in the sight of the Lord, it says, is the death of his saints. But today I visited a lady who's, I feel, close to the other side, who served the Lord so faithfully back at home in our church and then here at camp for many years. And then on my way back from Ticonderoga, I went the long way, went past the camp, and I went to this cemetery. See, I'm thinking about these things. And I visited the grave of Sister Greedley and the grave of Brother and Sister Sailor, who served here so many years, right from the beginning of camp, so faithfully, so well. Oh, I thank God for these saints, for their example, their selfless service. Praise the Lord. They really set a great example for all of us to follow as they followed Christ. So anyway, I've been thinking of these things, and I was just actually walking, I guess it was about supper time, and I said that to myself, what I just said to you. Boy, I've been thinking about mortality. I've been thinking about, you know, sin and judgment and the end and such things today. And then I thought, you know, you really could be thinking also about immortality and life and righteousness and joy and peace. Anyway, and of course all these things are right for us to consider. But the Lord has taught us to focus or emphasize the life of Jesus, His risen life, His indwelling life, and to look for the manifestation of His life. In one of our teachings it says, more than for power. Well, there's nothing more powerful than the risen life of Christ. But I suppose the tendency for us when we think in terms of power is to become exalted, and perhaps not to realize how great is our need of Jesus. But He cautioned us, or taught us, some of our faithful leaders taught us to think of His power as the manifestation of his life. Life more abundant in Jesus. He breathed the breath of life upon His disciples that night, and He does it to us, not just tonight, but again and again. He wants to come and minister His Spirit to us, fill us more and more, come repeatedly to give us a fresh infilling, a new touch, a holy anointing, and He'll do that to the hearts that are open to Him. And oh, praise the Lord. You think He would touch you tonight if you gave Him a chance, if you came to Him with a true heart in full assurance of faith, came right into His holy presence? Well, we've done that, you say, but I mean consciously. Take some conscious steps toward Him as you look right at Him and say, Lord Jesus, I need to be quickened by Your life. I need to be filled afresh and anew with Your Spirit. How I want to be more like You, Lord. Oh, You know my need. You know my heart, Lord. And You are able to meet my need. And You are able to fill my heart and fill me with Yourself. And I thank You, Lord. And tonight I reach out to You for Your holy working. I thank You that You breathe upon me. I thank You that You cleanse and purify me. I thank You that You strengthen me. I thank You that You work in me by the power of Your Holy Spirit, and You manifest Your resurrection, overcoming life to me. Hallelujah. I need You so desperately, Lord. And You know my heart, Lord. And I just pray that You'll come to me tonight. And I pray for all in this meeting. Let this be our prayer, that You will breathe upon us. One sister or brother prayed that this morning. Fill us with Your Spirit, O Lord. Fill us more and more with Your Holy Spirit. Breathe on us tonight. Let us hear You say it. Receive the Holy Ghost. Lord, our hearts are open to Your working, are desirous of Your moving, and our eyes are upon You, Lord, and our expectation is from You. And we pray that You will move right into our midst and right into our hearts tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Deal with those things that must go, Lord, in order for You to come in Your promised fullness and do Your gracious work in us, Lord. Oh, tonight we would reach out to You, everyone. Don't let anyone be left out, Lord. Help us all, Lord, to just look full in Your wonderful face and to open our hearts wide to You to receive tonight. Hallelujah. More abundant life. More abundant life in Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 pour the showers on the thirsty land. Oh, for a mighty revival. Oh, for a sanctified, fearless band, ready to hail His arrival. Life, life, eternal life,
Jesus alone is our good
of living water. sweet, the living water from the hills of God. It makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, praise, and blessing mark the path I've trod. I'm shouting hallelujah every day. Stand and let's sing together. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. I want to thank the Lord. I want to have a thankful heart for what Jesus has done today down in the village and in the cottage. We've been praying for them. And the way the Lord hears our cry and manifests His presence, He's come to us today in such a precious way. And I feel drawn to a passage of scripture that we ought to look at yet tonight, but let's just thank Jesus for what He's done, what He's doing. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for victories won. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen.